Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students or pre-intermediate students, and it is about using the past tenses when we narrate past actions or events. In previous episodes, we learned how to speak about our habits and routines in the present, and we learned that we use the present tenses to express that. Do you remember the episode called Storytelling Movies? Well, in storytelling, we use the present tenses too, but not to express habits and routines. We use them to express dramatic effect, to make our story feel more real. Listen again to those episodes and routines, my day and my weekly routines, I think, and also to the episode on storytelling movies, and try to notice the use of the tenses. The difference with the use of pasts to narrate past actions or events is sometimes blurred, desdibujada, borrosa. Because sometimes when we are narrating a past event, we switch to the storytelling mode. Cambiamos al modo narración de historias. We switch to the storytelling mode. We do this when we wish to bring the listener to the situation we were in. It's like a dramatic resource. Notice how you use the presents and the pasts when you speak Spanish. The problem is just like in English. Post your questions on the Talking People forums if you like. I know this issue can get complicated. Here is the web address. But always remember, you use first pasts when you narrate your past actions or events, and you only switch to the present A if you know how to, avoid it if you are not sure, and B if you want to describe an atmosphere, a mood in that situation, un ambiente, una emoción, and you want the listener to feel that, okay? And second, you use the present when you tell a joke or a story, true or fictional, for example, the plot in a novel or a film. We could narrate this in the past, but we use the present to make the story more real, for dramatic effect. And now, let's get started. Here is my monologue. Well, I have to tell you that the vocabulary and the spelling are British, okay? I have chosen the British because we live in Europe. I'm going to speak about my last night out. Last Friday evening, I went out for a drink with three friends. We wore casual clothes, jeans. I was also wearing my favorite t-shirt. It's got the title of one of my favorite books, Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Well, we wanted to go to the cinema and then for a drink, but we had no money for both, so we just went out for a drink and something to eat. The place was in the city center. It was really nice. We had a few beers and something to eat. Some typical Spanish meals called tapas. I loved it. We were all very tired because it was the end of the working week. But we were very happy because it was the beginning of the weekend. We talked all night, but not about work. We talked about our lives and about books and films. Oh, and about traveling too. We had a great time. I love my friends very much. Well, that's it. Now you need to practice the pronunciation of the hard bits. For instance, clothes, 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 favorite, wanted, the past of want, both, money. I don't mean many. Many is a lot of. I mean money. Money. Remember the song? Okay. Place. Had. We had a few beers. Had is the past of to have. Have. We had a few beers. I loved it. I love did. It's the past. It's not the present. The present is I love it. The past is I loved it. I love it. Present. I loved it. Past. I love it. Present. I loved it. Past. Tired. Very happy. Talked. Lives. To live life. Vivir la vida. Lives. Had. We had a great time. Okay, now listen to the monologue and then try to learn it by ear, okay? Don't read by ear. Have a nice day.